Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody, but a special somebody. Come on. Who can get a prayer through?
Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what I need? Can anybody out there pray for me? The prayers of the righteous. Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing a whole lot about me? Can anybody pray where the prayer don't cease? The prayers of the righteous.
You know what?
Praise God. Looking for a partner. Looking for somebody to pray for me. Yes, that was Jay Moss. You just heard. You've just tuned in to Gospel Insider, and I'm your host, Pastor Long, known to many of you as Prophetess Lynette Long. We are on this channel this morning to reach out to you. It is another glorious morning. Before we get started, let us go into prayer. I believe that prayer changes things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh God, to bind every spirit, everything that's not like you, move it out the way. Cause this hour, oh God, to be a sufficient one. Cause it, oh God, to be a blessed one. Let it be able to reach the hearts and minds of your people. We ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you would move by your spirit to bring a change to your people, oh God. Father, we thank you so much for those who are going to be listening in, those who are going to need the breakthrough. We just thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Look beyond our fault and see our need right now, God, for we need you desperately. We need you in our lives. Thank you for who you are and what you're doing. Thank you for all the things that you've done already. We just bless you and thank you, God, because without you, we can do nothing. It is you that has made us and not we ourselves. We are your sheep. You have entered into your gates of thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, and we be thankful unto thee, and we bless your holy name, and we give you glory and honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let us go to the scripture. I want you to turn to Psalms, the 21st chapter, Psalms 21. Psalms 21, and we're going to be reading the chapter, the entire chapter of Psalms 21, and I'm coming out of the King James Version. And it says, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and has not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked if life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. The glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty thou hast laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thou right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fury over in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which thou art not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy seeds, upon thy strings, against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Praise the Lord. For some of you that's just chimed in, we were just reading Psalms 21. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. You are listening to Gospel Insider with your show host, Prophetess Lynette Long. We're going to be talking about the very thing that I am fighting against on today. And our show is going to be dealing with affliction. And I want you to know that it's in the press when you're being afflicted. You need to know that it's in the press. We cannot quit. You got to keep going. Sometimes the enemy comes in, but the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. If you have the strength to go on. So don't give in to the things that look like they're going to be good for you when they're not good for you. This is Gospel Insider, hosted by Prophetess Lynette Long. And once again, you're experiencing a time of affliction, so be praying for me. And I want to be able to go right to the break. I shall live and I shall not die, by Dee McCoy. I want you to hear this as we sing, as he's singing.
Fear. I shall live and not die.
I shall live and not die. I shall live and not die. That was by McCoy. We're glad to be back at you once again. You're listening to Gospel Insider with your show host, Prophetess Lynette Long. It is always a pleasure and an opportunity to come before you and just give you what God has given. We just read the scripture for today. The scripture was found in Psalms, the 21st chapter, when you get a chance. We want to Psalms it through right through here. So we're doing 21 today. Tomorrow is the 22nd, so we're going to do 22. Then the next day is the 23rd. We're going to do 23. Just track with us. And just as long as you can, go ahead and track with us. Now, that song you heard was called I Shall Live and Not Die. It's by McCoy. And we just thank God for McCoy. What a gift. What a gift. What a gift. What a gift. We do want to honor the fact that today is Father's Day, and we will pay tribute to that after we get through paying tribute to the birthdays. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Those of you that have a birthday today on June the 21st, God bless you. I pray that your birthday is one that is memorable, one that you have well planned. Sometimes you just need to take the time off and just do something for yourself. You know, I shared with lots of people that birthdays weren't really big in my family. I mean, but they never forgot to get you a cake. That was something we were going to always have, was some cake and some ice cream, just to acknowledge the fact that it was your birthday. And so that was a good thing. So if you came from one of those types of families and you have no, you're out of touch with having a birthday, then you need to go ahead and break that cycle and get in touch with having your own birthday and do something for yourself. And let the loved ones know, this is what I want to do. And can we all just go over here and do something for yourself? Because truly, you know, you deserve it. I mean, we were born on that day, and you need to be able to celebrate you, celebrate yourself. Amen. So happy birthday to all of those birthday people. God bless you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I cannot sing to you right now because I told you that I need your prayers. I am fighting with a spirit called affliction, and we are going to be talking about that on today. But truly, God is good anyhow, and he's greatly to be praised. I give him the glory and the honor. I love him because he's just that good. I love how he moves and how he loves to move with us. Now listen, today is the day for Father's Day. And so all the fathers that are in the house want you to be acknowledged on today. Fathers are special. We oftentimes, you know, we oftentimes forget about the fathers and we don't do much for them. But down through the years, people are making more and more Father's Day to be more and more important. So you fathers know that you're needed. We need you to continue to be fathers. We don't have role models to be the fathers that they need to be in the homes today. And we lack the role models in some cultures. Not all cultures, but some cultures really lack the role model of having the father in the home. And it's always a blessing to be able to have your father right there in the home. So many things happen, you know, or can happen when the fathers are not doing what they need to be doing or should be doing what they need to be doing. You know, it's just too much going on. And so my issue is that I like to see God moving in the midst of his people, because he's always doing something great. something good. And so it's a wonderful thing for him to move in the men of God who are fathers. And I wrote something today that I want to share with the fathers. And I think it's going to be good because it speaks right to the fathers today. And it says, if you go to my www.pressgospelinsider.com, you will see that I have posted a blog page, and you can read it on my blog page. And it says, you'll see it has a man there, and he's got his hands clutched together. He's praying, and he's saying, I just want to say thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. And that's where it starts. It starts with you saying thank you, Lord. But here's my ideal of fathers. I just made this for you. This is specifically for you. Fathers, this is for you. Happy Father's Day. Fathers, lift up your head. Lift your head up because the Redeemer lives. Don't ever think for a moment that you are not doing such a good job at being a father. In this day and time, it is not easy to take care of everything. Question is, did you try? That is what matters. God knows your heart, and he knows the intent of it. So what? You coulda, woulda, shoulda. Let go of that crippling emotion. You have too much to live for than to die for nothing. Focus on what needs to happen now. Move forward. Get past all of those mistakes. When a mistake is made, the best way to start over is to apologize to everyone the mistake offended. Here are a few tips that may help you along the way. One, go back to your Creator. Pray to God. Two, don't let pride overanalyze. Stay sober-minded. Number three, communicate what you're thinking. Nobody can read your mind. Number four, take note of your repeated mistakes. Destroy the cycles. Change your thinking pattern. Number five, be slow to speak, slow to anger, and quick to listen. Stay morally balanced. You got it? Now, five is the number for grace, and grace is something you don't deserve, but God gives it to you anyway. Walk in grace and truth. It's a gift that comes from Jesus. Be blessed, not stressed. Happy Father's Day. You fathers, bless you. All right. That was written by yours truly. And that can be found over at the blog www.gospelinsider.wordpress. Can't miss it. Amen. Those of you that just chimed in, you've chimed in to Gospel Insider, hosted by Prophetess Lynette Long, and we are just doing the job that needs to be done because we are moving in the kingdom. And I want to get you, we're going to cut to a break. I want to get you another song that I like. And I think this one is more like expecting God to do something. Donald Lawrence, the best is yet to come.
Make some noise. Make some noise. Everybody. Come on, let's rock. Everybody. Come on, put your hand out there. Make some noise. Pipe it up.
You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. That is a wonderful thing because we always know that something better is coming. You're listening to Gospel Insider with your show, Horse Prophet, Annette Long, and I am telling you, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to let him rejoice and be glad because he is God, and beside him, there is no other. We bless him because of who he is and what he's doing. Hallelujah in our lives. Praise the Lord thy God. He is worthy to be praised. For those of you that wanted to know a little bit about Father's Day, we're going to be talking about that. That is our gospel news for today. So as I get ready to talk to you about Father's Day, I want you to just kind of listen in and just kind of realize, recognize that Father's Day is special. And it is something that was established. There was many attempts for it to be established. And it did not make it. Let's talk about that first. Failed attempts of establishing Father's Day. The first one was 1911. Jane Addams proposed a citywide Father's Day in Chicago. It was turned down. 1912, there was a Father's Day celebration in Vancouver, Washington. And they didn't want to celebrate it then either. But we had a president by the name of Woodruff Wilson. And we thank God for Woodruff Wilson because a bill to pass and recognize the holiday was introduced in Congress in 1913. And in 1916, President Wilson went to Spokane to speak in a Father's Day celebration and wanted to make it official. But Congress resisted it. Resisted and fearing that it would become commercialized. So U.S. President Calvin Coolidge recommended in 1924 that the day be observed by the nation, but stopped short of issues and a national proclamation. Two earlier attempts to formally recognize the holiday had been defeated by Congress in 1957. Maine Senator Margaret Chase Smith wrote a proposal accusing Congress of ignoring fathers for 40 years while honoring mothers. Thus singing out just one of our two parents, she made her point very clear. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation honoring fathers, designating the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. 6 years later, the day was made a permanent national holiday when President Richard Nixon signed it into law in 1972. In addition to Father's Day, International Men's Day is accepted and it's been celebrated in many countries. In November the 19th, for men and boys who are being fathers. So, you know, this has been all out, not always easy for the establishment of it. So they're saying that the first celebration was done in Spokane, Washington, in June 19th, 1910. June the 19th, 1910. We're talking about a Father's Day as it relates to when did they really pass the bill and when did they really do something about it. It was several attempts for it to be done. The people just didn't want to recognize it. It wasn't people. I'm sure the people wanted to recognize it. It was the Congress. it was those in the White House that had a problem with it for whatever reason. But it's okay today because it went through and we can see that Father's Day is a blessing. We want to remember that along with Father's Day came Independence Day. And we won't talk about that because that's a whole other subject, but we will keep in mind that was close. You know, the Mother's Day was always implemented, and Mother's Day has always been acknowledged. And we continue to acknowledge Mother's Day, and I'm so glad that Father's Day is being acknowledged. Here are some national traditional countries who are now acknowledging Father's Day. It's all over the world. So we have Argentina, we have these are Aruba, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, the Republic of China, Costa Rica. We have Denmark, Germany, Italy, Haiti, Hong Kong, Hungarian, India, Indonesia, and there's so many more. Kenya, Israel, you know, Mexico, Naples, just a lot of countries other outside of the states that are acknowledging that we have Father's Day. So once again, to those fathers who have been in the home doing what you do best, and that is being a father that you need to be, we want to thank you for being in your home and doing what you do best. It's not easy for fathers. Fathers, don't beat yourself up when you know that you have been the best father you can be. Don't beat yourself up. Sure, you've had some afflictions that may have even set you back, but get up from the place and move forward. Place and move forward. Amen. That place is the place you want to move forward from. You don't want to stay stuck on that place when you know that God is able to forgive you. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So if you made an error in your parenting, made an error as you were raising your children, and you feel like there's some things that I could have did a little different. I could have nurtured the relationship a little different. And you know what? It's all good because maybe you didn't know how to. And so trial and error, it always works as long as somebody's working. You know, it's going to work for you. You know, you're going to learn from the trials. You're going to learn from the trials and errors. And you're going to learn from it. And it's going to be great. So now you are listening to Gospel Insider. And we're talking about Father's Day. And I am just excited about what God is doing at this time during the Father's Day. And he's definitely moving across the nation of fathers. There's some questions that I've always wanted to ask. And one question is, why are the fathers absent in the home? Some of us know that answer. Could be a number of things. Prison, death. That's, you know, these are things. But there's some significant reasons why fathers aren't staying in the home, or they choose to have more than one home. And I don't understand how you could father a child and then leave the child, abandon the child. And maybe it's, you know, not just the father. Maybe it's just that the father cannot get a chance to see that child and wants to see that child. That right there is a whole other thing, because now you're talking about rights to guardianship and all of that, and it plays the women play a significant part in that. What I've always felt, and I'm going to share it, women that have children, you know what, your issues and your problems that you've had with that man has nothing to do with that child having a father, and you need to set that emotion that you have for what's going on inside of you and allow him to be a father to that child, whether he has to have visits or whatever. It's just proper, it's just right, you know, for him to be able to do that. I am one of those types of people that I believe that children should be able to see their fathers, and it's always a good thing for them to see their fathers. I think it brings balance to them. I mean, my children would never know they didn't have a father, even though I was in a marriage for a long time and it did not work. I still allowed them to have their father. I set aside my differences with their father, and I let them see their father, and I let them be in their lives. It didn't have anything to do with us, but it had a whole lot to do with them. And so we made an agreement to work together to make sure that they had both parents in their lives. And my children are doing well now because of that. You know, my oldest daughter, she graduated from USC. My youngest daughter is getting ready to graduate from HH. And we just have a number of successes from our children. But that's because they've been able to keep their father in their homes, in their hearts, in their minds. And it's a good thing. I'm so glad they established Father's Day. And I'm so glad that somebody had the guts to want to observe it, because the question that came to me was, how could they, like the lady said, Margaret, she said, how could you have Mother's Day and you don't acknowledge your father when you need to have both parents in the home? So I guess Congress was looking pretty crazy out there like that. So they went on and did what they needed to do. But we're living in a time now where people need to stand up and speak their mind, make things happen the way it need to happen. So that was the history of Father's Day. To all of you that are listening, we just thank you for that listening. Want you to know that fathers are appreciated. And this is the day that they're appreciated all over the world. So you fathers, enjoy your Father's Day. Talk to your kids. And if you got some issues with them, you're not there with them anymore, get there with them. Because it is definitely a blessing to be able to have them in your life. Sometimes we ruin our relationships because we don't know how to deal with them. And so we need to make sure that we deal with them in such a way that they can realize that we're human. I think what I did with mine was I made sure that when I made a mistake, I wasn't trying to act like I didn't. So they'd get mad and be like, shut up, don't say nothing, don't speak, and all that kind of stuff. You can't do all that. You got to make sure that you allow them, you know, the opportunity to see that you're just a real person. I know somebody was listening, somebody was on the line. I think you wanted to say something, and I just saw the board. So if you want to call back in, I'll let you say something. If it's pertaining to Father's Day, other than that, I'm going to keep on rolling right on. I saw a caller, but then the caller just released. So now we got a few minutes left over, and we're going to be talking about coming by our message today going to be coming from 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, 17th through 18th verse. Definitely want you to stay tuned with that. And I think somebody was on hold out to apologize. Maybe you just were checking in on me. You wanted to see how I was doing. That's great, too. But if you wanted to say something, then you just call back at that number. Guest line is 646 0314-646-9290314. And I'll pick you up when I see you. I haven't done that yet, but we will work it on this here. So let's say a little word of prayer before we go into anything else. And then we're going to cut away to a break. And then when we come back, top of the hour, we will definitely expound on 2 Corinthians 4, 17 through 18. Father, we thank you for who you are and what you're doing. We ask that you continue to bless us and keep us, oh God, and cover us in your blood. We need you. We know we do. So help us to be like you. We're not like you. We know we're not. But we want to be like you so because we love you. You're so good. You're so kind. You're so merciful. We just praise and thank you for who you are. We love you and we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, as you're listening to this song, I like this one, and I'm hoping that this one will work for you. It's called Children Hold On. Sometimes children need to hold on, you know, because they want their fathers in their life. And it'll upshare the field, so it's called Children Hold On.
What inspired me to write this song is a 6-year-old girl that was killed in a drive-by shooting in Alabama. I read about it in the newspaper. And with me being a father, I just want to tell all y'all children out there, hold on, even when you see bad things in your ghetto, you still got to hold on.
Children, hold on.
You got to hold on.
To your dreams.
You got to hold on to your dreams.
Never let life get you down, no matter what you may see.
You know the Lord is with you.
You know the Lord is with you. Just keep on dreaming.
Hold on, y'all. Homie, we tripping. Got to stand up. It's time for a gangster to man up. Our babies is dying. Innocent child. Stories like this make it hard to smile. Lord, help us. We in pain. I done lost so many friends to drugs and gangs. They call it normal in the ghetto when a child dies. Come on, homie, let's open our eyes. Try Jesus Christ, let go of the game. I was just like you on the streets,
children,
man.
Hold on.
You got to hold on
to your dreams.
You got to hold on to your dreams.
Never let life get you down, no matter what you may see.
You know the Lord is with you.
You know the Lord is with you. Just keep on dreaming.
As a father, I connect. I love my daughter, so I got baptized in holy water. OG street pastor, check this word. Psalms 82, haven't you heard? Tears in my eyes, I read the clipping. Little girl died, cause we tripping. Jesus, we need you. Look at these blocks. I was just like you, with a pocket full of rocks. Sawed off shotgun, anger in my heart. Lord, forgive them. They need
children,
a new start. You got to hold on
to your dreams.
You got to hold on to your dreams.
Never let life get you down, no matter what you may see.
You know the Lord is with you.
You know the Lord is with you. Just keep on dreaming.
Hold on, y'all. Even in the midst of this, Lord, we praise your name. Even in the midst of this, Lord, we know that you're there. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's something about that name. There's something about that name when you call on Jesus. Amen.
Children, hold on to your dreams. Never let life get you down, no matter what you may see. You know the Lord is with you. Just keep on dreaming.
Children, trust in your dreams.
You got to trust in them. You just got to trust in your dreams. Children, hold on. That is a song that's befitting for this day. And because our children have to hold on, whether they have a father in their life or not, it is very important for them to hold on. We are definitely trusting, you know, in our dreams. How many of you, you know, you had a dream and your father was instrumental in letting you know that you can move forward with it? Yeah. I think a lot of us, or he even said something, or you can remember some of the things that maybe your father said to you. I remember one thing my dad told me when I was dealing with when I'm dealing with business, and he told me, he said, you know what? He said, in this life, you're going to have to play the game. And there is a game that you're going to have to play. He said, in order to play the game, you got to know the game. In order to know the game, you got to play the game. So you want to win the game by playing the game, but you want to know the game so you can win the game. And it's just like the politics are real on any job, you know, and you just got to know the rules, man. And so you can't get suckered in and just mess up because you don't know what's going on. Amen. Turn right now to that 2 Corinthians 4:17. Let's read that. You know, before I read it, let me just give you a little bit of insight of what I was going to talk about, because some of us don't know that the spirit of affliction is real. It is a spirit, and it will come at you in such a way that it tries to cripple you, tries to cripple your mind, your thoughts, your body. And you have to make sure that you you war against that spirit, because that spirit has the ability to try to take you into death. And if you're not careful, you side with that spirit, and you'll find yourself sicker and sicker and sicker. If you don't fight it, you will be sick. It's just real talk. So for those of you that are in warfare with the spirit of affliction, like myself, then you just got to keep on boxing. Let's look at why that we can be in that particular predicament. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, we have a few minutes left, we're going to talk about this. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. While we look at the things which are seen, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So it's easy to focus on the affliction, but it has no weight in the internal. It has no weight in the heaven. It doesn't have any weight. What has the weight is the fact that you get through the affliction, and you get this weight of glory, which is an anointing that gives you the strength and that validates you to be able to do some things in the spirit realm that you normally wouldn't have been able to do in a natural realm. So those of you that did that, you know, if you ever had to deal with that, that's real talk. Because the spirit of affliction never stops. It continues to go on and on and on, and it doesn't want to let you go. And, you know, then when you break it by prayer and fasting or whatever you might do to do it, some people take medicine, they just go on this all-out blow, you know, taking care of their body for, you know, hours at a time and hoping that they would snap their body back into a place where they can grab control of their body again. And sometimes that's good, but sometimes, you know, it's not, because you're not dealing with it. You're not dealing with it. A natural thing. Affliction, it's going to come. That's spiritual thing. It's always been spiritual. And these light afflictions are but for a moment. You'll have them for a moment. Doesn't mean they won't come. They will come. But you'll just be able to pass right through them if you just handle it right. And God gave us a remedy And one of our remedies he gave us was that we carry the affliction back to him because he died for it. And by his stripes, we are healed. And he died for those afflictions. So we should not have to worry about, you know, how bad we feel. We should be able to stand on the promises of God and stand on the word of God, knowing that it's a good thing this affliction is not going to take me over. It's not going to take me under. So, you know, we're thanking God for being able to pray through and being able to, you know, see that something good is going to come out of it. Sometimes affliction can aid you in keeping you from doing something you shouldn't be doing in the first place. Other times the affliction just has a way of wearing you down or wearing you out, and you just don't know what to do with it. But I learned something a long time ago, and that was don't give in to it. Don't allow yourself to just lay down to sickness, to different spirits. If you just give yourself to different stuff, then you're never going to take control of who you are as a man of God or a woman of God. You got to be able to make the stand to say, you're not taking me over. It's just like, you know, hostage, somebody holding you hostage. They come in, they snatch you. That's how affliction does. It comes in, it snatches you, and it takes you and puts you in a place. And you really want to get out. You really want to be free, but it's holding you, pinning you down to that place. But you've got to know that this is not the place I'm going to stay. This place I can't stay. And so you begin to fight, and you begin to fight back. And it's all good, because fighting back is what you have to do. You got a war. You can't get into sickness. That's why people become cancer survivors. That's how they become high blood pressure survivors and sugar diabetes survivors, heart attack survivors, because they know how to fight. Amen. So just keep that as a little word of advice, little tip for you today. And we're going to go right on back over to the tips, and we're getting ready to end this. We have tips for the day. And I'm going to bring you back to the Father's. This is for you, Tim, by myself. Pray to God. Stay sober-minded. Nobody can read your mind. Remember that, men. Change your thinking patterns. And stay morally balanced. Stay morally balanced. Change your thinking patterns. Nobody can read your mind. Stay sober-minded and pray to God. Prayer changes things. Prayer is the only thing that will change things. So you need to know that today, even in affliction. Sometimes we're afflicted physically, financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Prayer is the answer. Prayer will watch you. He will see you through. So as we're going out, I love you. Pray for me. And keep on lifting up the name of Jesus.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody. But a special somebody. Come on. Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what I need? Can anybody out there pray for me? The prayers of the righteous. Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what I need?